The resounding theme of Mass this weekend throughout the Catholic Church all over the world is rejoice. Rejoice, as St. Paul urges the first Christians of the church at Philippi, rejoice in the Lord always. I say again, rejoice. The Lord is at hand. Joy, rejoicing for the Christian, is not some giddy kind of euphoria. It's something far deeper than that. It's a calm, it's a peace, it's a stillness of soul and a certitude of faith that makes us weather any and every storm, knowing that the Lord is at hand. The reason for this Advent joy is precisely that. Each and every day, we know that we are coming nearer and nearer to seeing the Lord Jesus face to face, either at our own particular judgment after death or at the general judgment of all humanity when he returns on the last day. Now, the thought of seeing Christ face to face should fill us with joy, not trepidation, since only in him do we find our true joy, and it's always complete in Christ. We should only be afraid of seeing Jesus face to face if we're guilty of something and haven't yet repented of it. Keep in mind that God has made us in his own divine image, and of course we're always going to be restless until we rest in him. Our souls all have a God-sized hole in it, so to speak, that only God and nothing else can fill. We become aware of the presence of Jesus with us the more that we begin to look with the eyes of faith. We know that you can't see God face to face. God is invisible. But then the Word became flesh, and we see Jesus face to face, but he doesn't live here anymore. He's here sacramentally. But of course, Christ ascended into heaven. So we have to seek God, not with the eyes of our natural senses, but the eyes of our supernatural senses, the eyes of faith. Seeking Jesus in a prayerful spirit. Seeking God in everyday moments, in everyday people, and those moments of grace that make up our lives. We all know that we can sense the power and the presence of the Lord in times when those blinded, not just physically, but spiritually, blinded by attitudes, blinded by pride, bigotry, or denial, begin to see themselves and the truth around them clearly and begin to make a change. We sense the presence of the Lord when those lame and paralyzed by fear, doubt, apprehension, lack of confidence, or self-esteem find courage and dignity in Christ. We sense the Lord's presence whenever those with leprous souls, sick with sin, dejection, guilt, remorse, or regret, find mercy, forgiveness, healing, and hope. We sense the presence of Christ when those deaf to the needs and cries of others or to truth open their ears to mercy and justice and to the eternal word of salvation. And we certainly sense the presence of Christ when those dead in sin are raised to new life in Christ, and the poor, the oppressed, the downtrodden, or cast aside are taken notice of. We heard so beautifully from the prophet Isaiah, strengthen the hands that are feeble, make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense, he comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be open, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag, and the tongue of the mute shall sing. This reminds us of the fact that we as Christians can become so puffed up with ourselves that we fail to notice that it's only Christ and Christ who can make these things happen in us and through us when we humble ourselves before him and allow him to live in us and through us. Advent is a time for us to remember that we need to get off our high horses, so to speak, thinking that we're better than those people that I just mentioned, the poor, the sick, the lame, the blind, the deaf. We're not better than they are. In fact, it's precisely in the absence of natural goods that we see something great, supernatural. It's in the poor and the downtrodden. It's in those who are suffering, in suffering ourselves, that we actually see the face of Jesus Christ. We see Christ in them. We see Christ not in the euphoria, we see Christ in the passion. And I think we all know full well that's exactly where he is. We find Jesus in those places and those persons where we would rather not look. We turn away from all these things and live in denial. And we think that we're happy turning away from the truth. But we find ourselves in our little selfish bubbles, totally empty, knowing that only love can fulfill, that love brings joy, and love is always self-giving, thus self-sacrifice always fulfills and brings joy that can only be found in humble surrender and loving service to God and neighbor. Now you may say to yourself, Father, I know that that's all true. I know what God wants of me. I know what Jesus expects of me, but it's hard, and it is. I'm just not there yet, and that's okay. Remember that God is God. We are not. He's patient with us. We have to be patient with ourselves and with Him. True conversion takes time, effort, and patience. It's something that happens slowly. Be at peace, be patient, but persevere and never give up. You know, sadly, patience is a virtue that so many of us modern Americans lack because we're so success-driven and we crave instant gratification. We want everything to be done now, but it doesn't always work that way. True conversion, as I said, takes time. It takes effort. It takes patience. We have to ask ourselves the question, what has becoming so accustomed to quick results or instant gratification done to our sense of patience? It's destroyed it. We're always in a rush. And a rush to arrive, and a rush to leave, a rush to get things done and get it done as soon as possible. I remember as a kid, we used to order stuff from television, like a record or something, and they'd say 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. That was fine by us. But today, we wouldn't hear that. We want things now, so we pay more money to get it overnight. So looking at how we rush ourselves continuously, it's no wonder then that we suffer so much from high blood pressure, from stomach ulcers, and from stress. We've done it to ourselves. Again, as St. James says, be patient. Do not complain. God is in charge, not you. Let God be God. Just follow His lead and all will be well. And you'll have reason for rejoicing. With all this in mind, may we never take offense at Christ, who calls us to take a good account of ourselves, to change, and to be patient with His grace. May we never take offense at ourselves because of our own personal weaknesses. May we take no offense at one another and the weaknesses that we all share. May we never cease to cause, may we never ever cause anyone to take offense at Christ because of something that we do or something that we say or fail to do or fail to say. Instead, let us always be at peace and be patient. Joy is always found in that calm of soul and hanging on to Christ, who is the sure rock. As I mentioned last week, Jesus has made us, all of us, members of the church, His present heralds to prepare the way of His coming in glory. He calls us all greater than John the Baptist because of what He has done for us and given to us by His passion, death, resurrection, and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Things that John the Baptist did not have or experience, in particular, the sanctifying grace of the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, and being made part of the body of Christ, the church on earth. John didn't have those things, but we do. Gifts given to us to fill us with joy and to strengthen us to joyfully witness to our Christian faith. We shall be full of joy if the Lord is truly present in our souls, if we do not lose Him, or if we don't love Him within ourselves, if we don't lose that love, our perseverance, or let it go cold. Whenever anyone attempts to discover happiness along with other paths that lead away from God, all that we find, sorrow and misery. But all those who've ever, in one way or another, turned their backs on God have noticed the same thing. They've had the same experience. Apart from God, apart from Christ, there is no true happiness. How can there be? To find and to remain with Jesus. To speak with Him and to speak of Him. To speak with Him and speak of Him with love and honesty. And to patiently wait for Him in hope. In this, brothers and sisters, do our hearts find true joy.